7. Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, will be marking 100 days in office. That's on the 26th of the month. What's that, Saturday? He'll be marking his 100th day in office. And the DA, not surprisingly, they love to do their report cards, have come out and they have slated him. In fact, you might want to give us your view. How do you rate the first 100 days of the president in office? You can give us a call on 086-00-00959 if you want to come on air and tell me how you rate the president. 086-00-00959. Or you can just simply send us a tweet at Kaya FM Talk. And let's go to our resident analyst in Mpumalelo, Mkabela, get his take on this. Mpumalelo, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
How do you rate then the performance of Cyril Ramaphosa as he goes into 100 days?
Well, it's difficult to rate him. I'll tell you why. For two reasons. He got into an office that was completely damaged, at least from its moral standing and its constitutional standing in South Africa. So he had a lot of low-hanging fruit. And how to tackle those low-hanging fruit included just merely him being there, being Ramaphosa, being different from Zuma. That in itself was an achievement, that there's somebody different in the office. And you saw the market reacting positively. The rand strengthened, and the stock market, you know, improved. There was a lot of investor confidence just by being there, having said and done nothing. So that's the problem of having a low-hanging fruit situation. But on the other hand, we have to judge him by what he promised to do as after he was elected by Parliament to be president.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that he promised in the state of the, his first State of the Nation address. And there he spoke. A lot of the stuff was about consultative things that he needed to do, whether it was land, whether it was on the economy, he promised an investment conference, and all of those kinds of things. So he's begun to implement them. We have not yet seen the fruits of those promises. So as I say, it's a very difficult situation. The other thing that we need to look at is the circumstances politically of his party, his own party, the African National Congress. He has had to juggle a lot of things, especially if you look at how he put together his cabinet. Getting rid of Gupta ministers, but at the same time, retaining some of the incompetent ministers as a way of politically managing some of the divisions in the ANC. So you have that kind of situation, and those divisions are not yet completely managed, as we can see in Northwest, for example, at the provincial level. We can see what's happening in KZN, political killings are continuing. And then you have to deal with the menace of President Jacob Zuma, who doesn't seem to be going away. The TA is challenging a lot of things about his legal representation, including whether or not the government should continue paying. Ramaphosa seems to be taking a very good stance that says, look, we're not going to oppose the DA's challenge against the continuing of paying of the former president's legal fees in all of these court battles. Yes.
You would have thought that it would have been easy enough to get rid of some of the ministers. Butabili Dlamini surely didn't enjoy any support from any quarters in terms of political representation, unless, of course, he was concerned about losing part of the Women's League vote, but that it was done and dusted. He was in power, and there were other ways to woo the Women's League, but she really was a scandalized minister. I don't understand why he couldn't reduce the executive by closing down the portfolio to which she's now been given jurisdiction. There were areas where you felt he could prune without damaging himself, and I suppose his inability in the first 100 days to get Labour on his side to any extent might be counting against him in the long run. I suppose his supporters will say this is a man who's used to the long game and that it's too early to judge him after 100 days. Would that be fair?
Well, it is indeed too early to judge him. He's still settling in. But you are correct that, in the instances of, for example, Batabile Dlamini, and including and Malusi Gigaba, he could have axed them. But you see there, he would have received a lot of public approval for doing that. But the question is whether he would have received approval inside the ANC. Maybe yes, but then the problem is that he would have been perceived to be purging people that did not originally support him. And I think his style is a kind of like trying to get everyone on board in a long game where he eventually wins, getting all his opponents and supporters together. I mean, you can see with the appointment of Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma to to lead the task team that's intervening in Northwest, for example. I mean, Nkosi Razamel Dlomo was this arrival in the Nazareth conference. But there she is now implementing Ramaphosa's plans in Northwest. Mm. So that's one of the political management strategies to try and get your political opponents to work with you. I think it's part of his long game. He could have chosen another minister when the government under Thabo Mbeki intervened in the Eastern Cape many years ago. It was the Minister of Public Service and Administration who led that. But this time around, he decided to choose Nkosi Razamel Dlomo to do that. So that, I think, communicates a message of somebody who is trying in the long game. But the ANC's problem is that its politics at the moment are too short-term. You may be playing a long game, but you may be tricked in the short term.
Mpumelelo, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for those views. Mpumelelo Mkabela, our analyst, and I've had so many calls coming through. We'll take some of them a little bit later. People wanting to rate President Ramaphosa's first 100 days in office.